Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today 4-H Program Manager for Franklin County, Josie Thompson. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming back to join us. Always happy to see you. And just a wild guess here. You've been mind-bogglingly busy for the past several weeks. Just a guess.
Yes. Tomorrow is the beginning of our last fair. It's Overbrook Fair, and it begins tomorrow and ends Saturday. And then we're done with the county fairs in our area.
Yay!
But then rolls around a state fair very, very quickly.
Oh, yeah, that is coming up fast. And
yes.
So state fair being such a big level event, I'm assuming that the tasks you get to deal with kind of ramp up in proportion.
In a way, I would say that there are more of state issues, not our issues. But we still have a lot to do to help get all of the projects on down there.
Okay, what kind of stuff goes on for getting ready for the state level?
Well, so first, all of the pre-entries are due August 7th for the county. Unless you're at Overbrook, then you have until August 9th to pre-register all of your projects. So on the newsletter or even on the events page on our website, there are the links for the public presentation link, the dog link, and the general project, which is your more static projects. If you just fill those out and either email them or take them down to the office, and we will get you all signed up and registered for the state fair. And then all non-perishable items will be due Wednesday, August 25th, and all of your perishable items will need to be taken to the office by 4 p.m. on Wednesday, September 6th. And then we will take all the projects down on September 7th, and they will all be judged that day.
So they do the judging the same day then, which is nice for the perishable stuff.
Yeah, at least from what I understand is on the list, it definitely shows, as soon as we walk in, they will be judging all those perishable items. So they will be judged ASAP to be judged at the best of their quality in that very moment.
Oh, that's nice.
And then throughout the day or to the following day, the rest of the items will be judged. And then after they are judged, they will be posted on the state website.
And everything will be on display in the meantime so that the folks wandering around, because the state fair is huge from what I understand.
It's definitely something that I think that everyone needs to go see at least once. For our 4-H members, they are not doing premiums anymore, but every 4-H'er that enters something into the fair, per 4-H member, you get two tickets. So say that brother and sister have entered, then you will be getting four tickets to go to the state fair.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, everybody will get to go and enjoy it and take it all in.
Yeah, and I'm wondering what this year's butter sculpture is going to be.
Oh, yeah, that's something that, like, my family, we always have, like, a list. Like, go see your projects, and then
go see here,
and then go there, and then here, and make your way around.
Get the 7th funnel cake. That's on my list.
Yes.
But, yeah, the butter sculpture always fascinates me. I'm looking forward to finding out what that's going to be. It's always a surprise.
Oh, yeah. It's just so amazing.
Okay. And if people need to get a hold of you for any last minute, what about this, or what about that? Questions they may have, what's the best way?
Just give your office a call or email your program manager and we will get right with you. Those are all located on our website. Each county is dealing with their county's projects.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And as the end of the fair season starts to wrap up, please remember 4-H members that you need to thank everybody that has had a part in your 4-H year. Congratulate all of your fellow 4-H members. Thank your leaders, your superintendents, your fair board members, and especially your parents and your family. They do so much for you. Don't forget to write a thank you note or send to those that gave you sponsorships or awards. These are the people in the town and in your lives that help give you this opportunity, but also just make it more of a memorable time and make it a good year. We had a great fair and all levels. You know, I hope that this fourth one wraps up. It seems to be going to be some nicer weather. It doesn't seem to be boiling hot like it was last week, but we'll survive like we always do.
And definitely thank your parents for helping you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go feed those cows and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, your parents are the main source of your reasoning to be a part of 4-H. Don't forget to thank them.
All right, well, thank you for coming in, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yes.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.